The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now grab your coat and snatch your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Now can't you hear that pitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. No longer afraid, the rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. The gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Grab your mask, grab your hat. There it is, Francis Albert, the sunny side of the street. That's the way we'd like you to listen to us every morning. You look at us like the sunny side of the street. Ah, we got another day. It's melding from one day into the next day. Everybody's telling us and lecturing us what to do, and what you can, where you can go, where you can't go. Oh, my gosh. We're living in this Stalin-esque kind of world now, and you know what? We like to be at least the sunshine in your life. Can we do that? Can we do that? Listen, you're the sunshine in our life, I tell you. Highlight of our day is having you there. We appreciate it very much. Got a really spectacular show for you today. I'm so proud to tell you. You know, we go back and forth. Hey, Frank, can you get this guy? Go that guy in. And we got a great show for you. You know what's coming on? I asked Frank if he could get this gentleman because I'm a fan. And it's it's going to be exciting. Anything could happen in the 7 o'clock hour. Mark Cuban with Piscopo. How about that? Self-made billionaire, entrepreneur, author and one of the sharks on Shark Tank. Right? Do you watch Shark Tank? Isn't that wild? Yeah. So Mark is with us. Russ Salzberg, our buddy. You know, we got Russ to talk to a little bit about sports and what's going on with sports. Joe DeGeneva is one of the brightest legal minds anywhere. Former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. I see everything happen. General Flynn, what's happening in Washington with this guy, Durham up there in Connecticut, where he's got A.G. Barr. I keep waiting for all of these things to unfold. And in the midst of, as you and I wait for all of these things going after the FISA courts, and I know it's starting to, maybe things are happening now with General Flynn, with the note from the FBI that we got that looked egregious toward General Flynn, like it was premeditated to take him out, which, of course, you and I know that's exactly what happened. But, you know, then the Democrats come in with the impeachment. Democrats always get a step up on the Republicans, am I right? The Democrats, and I don't care if you're right or left, or I'm just, this is an objective observation on the politics in Washington. The Democrats always beat the Republicans to the punch. Always. And they start this impeachment that was so bizarre. They had no information. Mueller comes up. Then they do it again, as opposed to keeping an eye on China, as opposed to manufacturing in America, as opposed to helping the folks in the inner cities of the United States. The Democrats went after President Trump. And then look where we are today, you know. But I don't know why Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and the Senate, which is a majority of conservatives, I think, at last I looked, right, that they don't go after all the things that are out there, starting with Hillary's emails. She's running, you know, and I don't like any of those games in Washington, you know. But I mean, if you're going to come at one side, shouldn't the other side? Maybe we should just. I don't know, but I'm not sensing any anything from the Republican side. And Joe DiGenova will break it all down for us because he is the man who knows better than anybody. So you're looking, well, that's a great show, Joe. Well, how about Bill O'Reilly? Our man Bill O'Reilly. We love Bill. BillO'Reilly.com, just exploding. He's a columnist, radio commentator, New York Times bestselling author. And nightly broadcast can be seen at BillO'Reilly.com. And we're going to talk about the press treatment of President Trump and this whole coronavirus thing and how Mr. O'Reilly is doing. Jonathan Bell at 9 o'clock. Your questions always about, you know, because when we get lectured, you know, the daily lectures from the governors, and we sit there and we get lectured, and it's like the show, and the networks carry this, and you and I shrug our shoulders, and we go, the only thing we're thinking of, when can I get money? When can I get back to work? And all they keep telling us is what we're doing wrong, you know? Ugh, it reminds me of the President Obama administration. Those 8 years, oh, man. And listen, no disrespect to President Obama, honestly. Just the professorial lecture. Don't we get lectured enough in our life at home, right? So I'm wondering why the governors don't say, here's what you're going to do. We got a little problem with our computers are 40 years old, and we're slowing down. Because if I hear one more time, people go online and they wait hours. They wait hours. And one of my friends got on, and she had to go on like, you know, 3-4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. You have to get it's a mess, and it's never addressed by the governor. I haven't seen anybody talking about it. Anybody. Oh, guys, well, you can't do this, and then we're going to do this, and no, and we're going to shut this down, and I'm telling you when, I'm going to tell you when you could walk on the streets. Meantime, every time I go out, and about, you know, people are out. I don't even know if they're hearing what the governors are saying. It's time to get back. It's time. The president said it yesterday, and he's so right. It's just plain time to get back. And again, please, if one life is lost is too many. But if it's like a war, and this is a war, and between you and I, you know how I feel about it. I think it's a war from China, started by China. They knew exactly what they were doing. This is my opinion. And now it's a war because they shut down. They buckled the economy. They shut down the world, the communists did. How about that? You think about that? So do we go back? Do we not go back? What do we do? Well, when you go back, you know what? There's going to be casualties in war. And you can only hope you're not one of them, or one of your loved ones is not one of them. But we can't continue like this. You just can't. The country just can't do it. We can't sustain it. It's what the communists want. It's exactly what they want, and we can't. So hopefully Jonathan Bell will tell you about. He's a labor and employment attorney and the founder of Bell Law Group. And you can if you got any questions you can't get through to anybody, you let us know, right? Governor George Pataki on the show. How about that? Former 3-time governor, great guy, you know, and he's got a book called Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. He was there with Mayor Giuliani on 9/11. Boy, did they work well together. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't understand. We got one press conference for Mayor de Blasio, who just keeps yelling at President Trump, which, like, I don't know. Why do you keep whining? I don't want to hear whining. You know, it's like Doug and Wendy Weiner. I can't. I don't know what to do. The federal government won't give me anything. It's like, how much more do you need? Oh, my gosh. How much more do you need? And, you know, it's true, though, if they get money from the federal government, the cities and these governors, you know, they're so in debt. This is a magic bullet to them. They could care less about you and I. They don't care. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. I haven't seen anybody with a heart that cares about you and I. It's all about aspirations, political aspirations, like Rahm Emanuel said once, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste. During the Obama administration, he said that. They live for this. These politicians live for this. And here we are. We're out there, and I'm watching one press conference, and then I'm watching. And they're all, you know, doing good. Governor Murphy's doing as good as he can. I know you guys aren't very – I know the guys, my Jersey folks are not very happy with Governor Murphy because he's being too it's just, again, they're talking what you can do, what you can't do, and I don't want to be – good, nice job, kids. Like we're a bunch of children. Yeah, nice job. You stayed home. Nice job. Yeah, good. You're gonna let me not have income tax this year? State income tax? Can you forgive property tax, please? Then I'm going to listen. Nice job. It's like they're pandering to us at this point, treating us like children. It's time to step up. And it's time. How about if we just have all the governors together one time for a half an hour, 20 minutes, maybe, right? Governor, and you have Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, you know, and you just bang, 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 bang like that. They love their own little time. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing it. Hey, Vincent Levien is a director of external affairs for the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Brooklyn and chairman of, are you ready for this? This comes from our friend Arthur Idala. If you need something done, and I was, this comes from, let me set this up. We were in Rome, I believe. Yeah. And yeah, Frankie and I were in Rome and we were there and Debbie was there and it was a late night. I had done my show, I believe, in Rome at the hotel. And then I looked, and there was a group, Joey Falco and our buddy and everybody, all D, and everybody was there. They were all there from the Perillo Piscopo trip. And there's Arthur. And Arthur's, and now Arthur was not part. He kind of crashed the party. Arthur Idala crashed the party. So it was okay. He's smoking cigars, and it's okay. And I went, whoa, everybody said, hey, guys, how you doing? So I said to Arthur, Arthur and I get to talking one-on-one. I go, you know what I would like to do is just get a little private little tour to the Vatican, so we don't have to wait in line, because the people, you have to wait a little bit in line. Everybody's got to wait in line. It's the Pope, it's the Vatican, you got to wait in line. I said, Arthur, you know, that would be good. Arthur pauses, and in true Brooklyn vernacular, he goes, I got a guy. I go, what do you got, a guy? You got a guy? This is the conversation in Rome. Yeah, I got a guy. A guy. A guy. I got a guy who could take care of everything. Your guy could get us into the Vatican. I got a guy. Arthur goes like that. So now today we're going to talk to the chairman. I know you're excited about Mark Cuban and Bill O'Reilly and Governor Pataki and Joe DeGeneva, but I know you really want to hear from the guy who's the chairman of I Got a Guy. Only in New York. Only in Brooklyn. Really? That's Vincent's title. He's the chairman of I Got a Guy. You need something? You know what? This morning for you, I got a guy. So we're going to take care of everything, right? 16 after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio with the boys. Frankie Five Boroughs, good morning to you. Thanks for a great show, Frankie. Appreciate your hard work.
Oh, sure thing, man. Joe. Thank you.
Well, good morning to you. Just for a reward for you guys, we're going to have another Zoom meeting today in the afternoon. There we go.
Wonderful.
All right. Is that the best of them? So this, I gotta tell you. You guys, I start in the morning. I usually have I'm the French toast guy, right? I'm the French toast guy with the maple syrup, okay? Right. Now, once in a while, I'll have eggs. Oh, look at me. I go out to the limit once in a while, you know? I take a shot. I have eggs once in a while. This morning, I had the best breakfast that I made that I used. Well, I don't want to give a hint. You guys have no idea what it was. We did sound effects. We played like a blind taste test. You have no idea what it is. You guessed, Al, you guessed Tate cookies, right?
Right.
Tate cookies, no?
Well, give us a hint. Is it hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot. Okay. I'm going to say oatmeal.
Look at, see, Morano, you're no fair. You can't be that smart. No fair. Yes. Well, when I started, listen, it was because I remember when I started working out, they said, Joe, you got to stop eating all the junk you're eating, you know, and put it all aside because we want to rip you up and we want to get you in shape because I didn't want to do drugs. I want to do it all natural, of course. So there you go. Oatmeal is the bodybuilder's breakfast. Mm. So listen, I say to you this morning, you want something and you're bored with, oh my God, what am I going to cook again? Good old-fashioned oatmeal if you got it around the house. And if you don't have it around the house, put your mask on, look for the Gestapo, try to get out if you can, and just go and get some oatmeal. You get the instant oatmeal so it's quick. You boil the water. You put it in the oatmeal. Mix it up. Wheat germ. You got to put wheat germ. My mom. Oh, yeah. The nice flavor, so good for you with selenium in it. My mom always said good wheat germ. And then you put raisins. You need raisins. Mm-hmm. And you need a banana. Cinnamon to flavor, a little cinnamon. Cinnamon's good, another kind of an antioxidant right there. It's cinnamon, and this is a trick. This is the trick, and you're mixing it all together, right? And it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a little, because as you could see, it'd be very filling. You take egg whites while the oatmeal is hot, and you could either do it before or you put it. I crack the egg whites. Just the egg whites. Who thought egg whites has flavor? adds just the right flavor. Just two egg whites into the oatmeal. Mix it so it's all cooked in there together. Then what I did this morning, I boiled the egg whites like in water, like old days, and I left the yolk in, and I just put the egg whites. It was the best meal I've had.
Wow,
and
by the way, good, actually.
You could add applesauce. You could add maple syrup. You could add honey. But I know we love you. You are family here, and we work so hard to try to get you through this. I mean, listen, it's from with our heart, and we love you and respect you for listening. So there's a little breakfast.
You know, Joe,
breakfast.
I think the listeners I think the listeners would really enjoy seeing a video of you make that specific meal.
All right.
Okay, with all the open cabinets. You know. Besides, this is the same guy who was admonished by a doctor yesterday because he was eating cupcake flavored Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, well, look, the warning worked. He turned over a new leaf.
He said it was okay. Once in a while.
No, he said, have that one as your last one, and then start eating a little healthy.
Well, when we come back, people are getting me on Twitter. They're very frustrated. They said, Joe, you got to run. We got to do that. We got to go back into politics. Go run. So I have a tweet here. I'm going to read to you when we come back. You can't make it up. We are here for you. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Debbie Duhame is here. She's on the roads checking out traffic. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Okay. You know, I think you have something with that oatmeal because my dad has oatmeal every day and his cholesterol is so low. He's like 152 is cholesterol. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I just had the blood work done.
I forgot that's what it does. I should take it for bodybuilding. It was just like a good carbohydrate. It had the protein in it with the egg whites and everything. But you're right, it does. It lowers cholesterol. There it is. Your health tip for today on AM 970, The Answer. There you go. And Debbie, good morning to you. Debbie's looking out for you right here on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Don't forget. Thanks, Debbie.
Oh, no, I'm hungry. Thank you, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Hey, guys, let's go out to the outbound BQE, the westbound BQE, right by the Brooklyn Bridge, and accident, two lanes blocked, but all lanes subject to closure. So steer clear of the outbound BQE right by the Brooklyn Bridge. Eastbound BQE slowing down up through the Brooklyn Bridge as well with rubbernecking delays. It's kind of busy on the Deegan already. Southbound right into the Cross Bronx. They're doing some construction there. The Harlem River Drive southbound busy 140s down through the 130s. Now expect a delay as well as you take a ride to Jackson Mills Road right at Riviera Road in Freehold. Everything closed there. It's a serious accident right at the intersection. That's still being investigated. And 78 eastbound express lanes, an ongoing paving project getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. Looks like clouds today. Chance of showers later. High today of 54. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is great. Joe on the radio, 624. I'll tell you about oatmeal. I got lunch for you. I got Michael's of Brooklyn. You'll be starving by the time we're done with the radio show this morning. You know, when you think of outstanding restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, they're the best when it comes to their pasta sauce. They make their fresh tomato and basil. Here we go. You're going to be starving. Marinara, puttanesca, arrabbiata, oh, made right there, right? Right there they're made, right? All the delicious pasta sauces you can eat with the remarkable variety. You know, stop. You'll stop by. When we're up and at them, you go to Avenue R. Nostrand right there. Now, Michael's of Brooklyn, they so get it. They so understand you and I. They really do. They have the perfect Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is Sunday, don't forget. How about Mother's Day, treat your mom to a takeout menu from Michael's of Brooklyn. How about that? How about that? Until we open up, you can't open up. How about bringing home Michael's of Brooklyn to your mom? Are you kidding me? Serving fried baby artichoke appetizers, baked ziti brajol for the main course. Put your order in now. Put your order in now to Michael's of Brooklyn. This is the perfect Mother's Day meal. You call Fred. Johnny is there. Michael's there. Mary Ann's there. Call Fred and the Michael's of Brooklyn family at 718-998-7851. Oh. I know you're listening outside New York. You want to call. Hey, you know, you'll drop by. We'll be out of this soon enough, and you'll be at Michael's of Brooklyn. But in the meantime, this is the Mother's Day meal you don't want to miss. You want to take home to mom because she deserves it, as I always say. 718-998-7851. To hear about the whole menu for takeout, mom deserves the best for Mother's Day, so treat her to the best. Treat her to Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 626 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. I see your calls. I will get there in a moment. 877-970-2999. We're up and we're at them. A little chilly today, so you can kind of hunker down. So, Frankie, this is, I got to do this. I had to read this. This is a tweet. I didn't get the name of the gentleman, but and it's complimentary. He goes, Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. You must run against Murphy. I'm reading here. Really, period. 7 years at The Answer was fine, comfortable, but Jersey needs you. When you think at times of selling your home, fed up with taxes, mismanagement of our taxpayer funds, it's time. Make Jersey great again. So
I agree.
You for that.
I think, I'll
retweet that out, and it's so appreciated. But I like the answer. We're into our seventh year on the radio show. We really are, thanks to you listening, I'm telling you. But he goes, the answer was fine. Comfortable. Yeah, waking up before the sun, that's a comfortable gig. 4 hours of radio a day. There's comfort. There's a comfort level for you. Right, guys? Am I right or wrong? It's like, come on. Is that comfort for you, huh? I said, you know, getting up, going to sales meetings all day afterwards. Sales meetings at night. Sure. It's like, I tell you what, it's the hardest I think I've ever worked was on radio. But I thought that was cute that he said comfortable like that. So, well, we appreciate the tweet.
I agree with the sentiment, though, that you should run for statewide office.
We'll see. It's sure. I mean, that might. We'll see. Let's see how the sales meeting goes today. I may be doing. You guys okay? Al, you with me? You right there, buddy? Is he tweeting?
Is he tweeting early in the morning? I'm not. I'm fine. Okay, right. I have nothing right. to say.
Come on.
You want me to say something?
What? That's impossible. You finally hit it after 7 years. Joe, I'm speechless. I got nothing.
I'll sip my coffee if you want.
He opens a beer, pours the beer out
that. I don't drink that.
I have to tell you, because all we hear about is out with the beer.
See how he stirs the pot?
I do.
See how he stirs it? It's like stirring the sauce. You know when you stir the sauce? Put the pork in.
Don't burn the garlic. So it's like, no, we're in a meeting. We do these Zoom meetings. By the way, between you and I, really not fond of Zoom. I don't want to. As a matter of fact, I'm not fond of FaceTime on a great invention, Apple. I don't want to see. Can't we do phone? What happened to the phone conference thing? Everybody's Zooming now. So world's
well,
a, but
you
I
can.
Do it,
you can just call in. You don't have
no,
to.
No, but it's rude. But am I right or
why
wrong?
Why is it rude? Because
everybody else sees the picture, and then you, if your picture on, it's like a picture with a line through it, like you're rude. It just, you might as well put, he's too rude to join the Zoom in person, you know? So you got to be there. You got to be there. So we're all on. And we got the best staff. It's just great. I must say, to Phil Boyce and Jerry Crowd, they put together this. Mm-hmm. So
there's always
the
a compliment this, before
Al's
an insult. It's an Italian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to insult you. Always. I'm just saying what I did because I had to turn off. I had to mute my microphone because mm-hmm. I cracked up laughing because Al's waiting a bit. Frank and I'll say, Al, would you like to go? There's a station thing and everybody would like to meet you. No, can't do it. No, can't do it. Al, you want to come? No, can't do it. Al, can you do it? No, can't do it. But if there's a beer thing, he will risk life and limb and coronavirus to wait in line to get the beer. So I say at the middle of the sales meeting, say, well, who's got what? What's going on? And everybody's talking. It's a nice meeting. Everybody's having a great time. And
really
I
need
say,
to reveal this on the air?
I said, right. I said, Al. Mm-hmm. I go, Al, you there? And I hear, huh? Yeah, he's there. I go, now you were not on the Zoom camera, but I said,
yeah, Frank and I were still in the studio. So what we did was we called in, and you have to unmute the mic in order to talk.
But the mic there, yeah. So yeah. I say, can you get a beer to come and be a sponsor like that? Now, I hope I didn't, we didn't even talk about this. I hope I didn't put you off, but I actually
well,
meant
you,
it.
You did.
You think all...
You did put me on the spot, number one. Number two, you know, I don't have any problem giving contacts.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I didn't mean
okay.
to do that.
No, you did, but it's all right. It's the Italian thing. It's all right.
I love my Al.
You know, I've given the information to Mary, funny. Who's been helping out with the beer show. And, it's up to her now to make the contacts. I'm happy to talk with any of those people to get them to come on the show. But...
Hey, you know what, though? Honestly, I love the idea of Al having a beer show. By the way, Frank, whose idea was it?
I think that was yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was my, because it's great. Al and beer, it goes hand in hand, you know? So I said, now this meeting today, are you going to come back with a beer, possible beer sponsorship? I'm just asking out of curiosity.
Why are you asking me? I'm not the salesperson.
You're the beer guy.
Did I not just answer the question? Frank, I said I gave Mary the information, and that's it. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do beyond that.
We love our Al. Hey, 6:31 already. Look at this with Joe. Can I grab Elliot real quick? Elliot, thanks for calling. We're silly. I'm sorry this morning. We do have news, by the way, this morning. And Elliot calling at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. Elliot, what's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, you asked a question earlier in the hour of why the Senate is dragging itself with Hillary's emails and everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're both in bed with each other. You know, there are now three parties in the United States. There is the Republican, the Democrat, and the Tea Party. And the T doesn't stand for the old Tea Party. It stands for the Trump Party. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be breakaway people from the Democrats. Breakaway people that were staunch Republicans like the Mitch McConnells and all that. They have been in power for over 30 years. Why didn't they do something about China 30 years ago? Because they're in.
Thank you. Thank
you. I'd like to ask you a question. One thing, Joe, what does this mean in Italian? And I don't know. Bob Grant used to call Cuomo his father.
Yeah, you don't have to say it because it really is a derogatory slang. I know what you're going to say, Elliot. And he would, and I don't want to call it because it was not a nice term, you know. Although Bob Grant going after Mario Cuomo was, you got to admit it was fun, and I mean this respectfully to Mario Cuomo, who I absolutely loved. And I was a Democrat at the time, but it was really funny. Grant was hysterical when he would go after, and you know, if you're listening, you know exactly what Bob Grant used to call Mario Cuomo. But my mother used to go, "Oh, why? That's a bad word. That's a bad word." It's not really. I guess it's kind of slang, Frank, I guess, but it's like still kind of a derogatory term. And it just meant he just didn't like Mario. But Bob Grant, he didn't he cause Mario not to win an election, Frankie Fibro?
Can you give Grant credit like that? You know what? Look, that's become the standard acceptable mythology.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
Bob never believed that, right? So Bob never believed that he or anybody on the radio had the influence to cause people to win and lose elections. Now, and if you think about it, most of the people that would listen to Bob, he did have a lot of Democrats that listened to him. But if you were listening to Bob and you already didn't like Mario Cuomo, chances are pretty good that you were not going to vote for Mario Cuomo anyway. I think there were a variety of factors that led to Mario Cuomo not winning that fourth term. But if you ask the guy that's in that office now, the only factor that was responsible for Mario not winning that fourth term was the fact that that was the only campaign for governor that was not managed by Andrew Cuomo. And you know, Andrew, in his heart of hearts, if he's honest with you, will tell you that's the reason his father lost, because he didn't manage that campaign.
All right. But may Bob Grant's soul rest in peace, because he was so hot. He was like on fire. If you remember, he was on OR, right? Then he was on WABC for a while. Is that right, Frankie?
He started in KABC in Los Angeles. Then he came to New York.
No kidding. See, I didn't know that about
Bob. Very interesting. He was a sports director and then was a news director. And then President Kennedy was shot. So they didn't want to put on one of these, you know, I think it was Joe Pyne at the time, but they didn't want to put on Joe Pyne, who had been just eviscerating Kennedy every single day on
Joe
the radio.
Pyne. Oh my
I think God. It was Joe Pyne. It might have been someone else, but I'm pretty sure it was Joe Pyne. They didn't want to put on Joe Pyne, who had been eviscerating Kennedy every day on the radio, because they assumed that that would be disrespectful right after Kennedy had died. Now, nobody had really heard Grant, so they put on Grant so as not to have to put on Joe Pyne in the aftermath of
yeah.
Kennedy.
Yeah. Oh,
being
good.
So
got
he started
it, got it.
And did very well at KBC, and then he came to WMCA here in New York, and then he went from WMCA to WOR, and then he said some controversial things at WOR that got him fired, and moved to Philadelphia, was on a station in Philadelphia, then was brought back to WABC, and that's really the Bob Grant heyday that people remember, 1984 to 1995. And then when he got fired from WABC, then he went to WOR, and then Phil Boyce brought him back to WABC.
Yeah, Phil, and he worked with Mr. Crowley, too. Interesting. The late, great Bob Grant. But nice guy. Remember the roast? You were at that roast that Bob was there. Was it for him that Rush Limbaugh showed up at?
Not at the one that you were at. I was at a subsequent Bob Grant roast, but I had watched that one that you were at many times, really funny. Really terrific with Pat Cooper and Rush and
Al D'Amato. That's right. My God, back in the day. Oh, I'm 107. Hey, Joe on the radio, got a lot to talk about, but we'll get to the news. Let's break in, and we'll grab some phone calls, and then we're going to break into the news, because I'm very, very concerned. I want to see, Frankie, if you could dig up the story. I don't see it on our list here about in the New York City, and you heard about this all day yesterday about the nursing homes, the death in New York. How did we miss that? And then I'm reading here from News 12 in New Jersey, who does a great job, by the way. They do a great job over there. A Menlo Park Veterans Home appears to have ignored an infection control procedure. How do you forget about the veterans? And why all these deaths in the nursing home? Why was New York forcing, and we've talked about this before, COVID patients to go into nursing homes? It was a breeding ground, and so many people died. I mean, I will get the stats for you in a second. That just sears my heart. And why aren't those questions answered? Why are those questions not answered at the press conference? And I say that respectfully. And as Sheriff Sean Golden said from Monmouth County so astutely on this program, I guess it was last week, he said, why don't you take these veterans? You know there's a problem. You got a United States Navy ship. You got the Comfort. You've got the Jacob Javits Center with almost 3,000 beds. Why, in the name of God, don't you move the veterans out and put them into these facilities? Why let it fester? And then I'll tell you what, you know, I'm just saying, and I don't mean to make it political, but if President Trump, God forbid, did anything like that, oh, my God, you'd never hear the end of it. And I'm just objectively observing this, and why is this? The way I ask that these deaths at 70-plus thousand are totally inflated. I'm not buying any of it. If you have pneumonia, they loop that in with COVID-19. I think the death rate is half of what we're seeing. This is my own opinion. Joe on the radio, we're fired up. We got a show for you. I'm going to your calls when we come back at 877-970-2999. Frank's here. Albert's here. Debbie's here. Al's got the headline news for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy says there is no magic wand to continuing the downward trend New Jersey is experiencing this morning in the fight against the coronavirus, except to continue to keep up the social distancing. There is a slowing rate of COVID-19 cases in the state. He hopes to see the trend continue to move downward. In addition, Governor said nobody is itching more to get the state reopened than he is, but it has to be done right and safely. Murphy also announced yesterday during his daily briefing the latest numbers, which show 334 people passed away from the coronavirus, bringing the number of deaths to more than 8,200 statewide. New York City's subway system has reopened this morning after the first overnight deep cleaning and disinfecting to stop the spread of COVID-19. MTA officials calling it the most thorough deep cleaning of the New York City subway system that's ever been attempted. The trains in all 472 subway stations are shut down from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and will do so daily during the pandemic. Those who usually ride the subway at those times will take buses or use rideshare paid for by the MTA. In sports, it's going to be a while before the Yankees and Mets are playing baseball. Union Chief Tony Clark tells ESPN, despite all of the ideas floating around, they have not received anything formal that details an actual plan to start the season. Clark says health safety remains the priority. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place as well. Let's go to the outbound BQE, the westbound BQE right by Atlantic Avenue. An accident there. All lanes subject to closure. Eastbound BQE, heavy getting up through Atlantic Ave with rubbernecking delays. It's kind of busy on the Deegan South at the Cross Bronx with that long-term construction project and some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to Rockaway Boulevard getting out through the area of Bay Boulevard over on the island into Cedarhurst. It's an accident over there as well. And 78 eastbound, as you head out toward the express lanes, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway, they're doing that ongoing paving project as well. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Chance of some showers this afternoon as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know most vitamin supplements do not come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the label are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic. They are made in a laboratory. For example, lycopene comes from genetically modified yeast. Vitamin D, irradiated lanolin. CoQ10 is chemically extracted from tobacco or genetically modified bacteria. Modern science is able to synthetically imitate the chemicals of nutrients used in your body. This cheap, unnatural chemistry may look good under a microscope, but the body is not fooled. It knows the difference and craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. Look for nutritional supplements made with whole food and consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors as well as whole grains and other fresh food. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, it's the little things that you notice. You know, I'm just a little more energetic. I sleep better. I don't wake up as groggy. When I get up, I'm up. It doesn't take me, you know, half hour to get out of bed anymore. I started taking it just to be a little more proactive. You know, I'm in my 40s and just want to make sure that I'm doing anything I can to help me out. And I swear, since I've been taking this, I haven't been sick with the cold. People around me in my office are coughing and getting sick. They always say you never get sick. So I can't say that, oh, it's changed my life where it's cured this or that. But it's like, again, these little things.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka believes we have to face our fears.
You can choose to live in fear, or you can conquer your fear. That is the challenge ahead of us today, not just as a nation, but as a civilization. You can't stop America getting back to work.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
You can't catch me! Big new Chuck Berry right there with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 644. If you want to call 877-970-2999. Mama Mia, what a show we have for you this morning. Mark Cuban's going to join us next hour. Russ Salzberg as well. Joe DeGeneva is going to join us. Oh, yes, we have Mr. DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney with us. Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, everybody's talking about. And Mr. O'Reilly is here live on the air with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Jonathan Bell, 9 o'clock, with your questions. If you can't get through, I see, you know, Governor Murphy warned against fiscal crisis is looming. And they keep talking about everything except you and I getting any money and the salaries being cut. And the pay being cut, I mean, my goodness gracious, I lost personally half my income because there's no personal appearances. I'd go out every weekend. I was out around the United States. And everything, thank God, they got postponed. It's going to be a wild, crazy summer and fall and winter. But really, I mean, now and then, you got to pay the bank. You got to pay the utility. You got to pay this. No one is addressing it. Oh, we'll give you a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. But when you try to go online, you can't get there. The president, I tell you what, and Steve Mnuchin did a great job laying it all out. Here you go. I don't know how we can afford it. We can't, but there's trillions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi tries to hold it up. She could care less. She got her Botox. She got her ice cream. She's fine, you know? But the rest of us are just scrambling. The computers, did you ever try to call, even before all of this, I would always call the place where you would pay alimony and child support. How I know about that, that's another story, you know? So I call, you go, no one was ever in. No one was in. These are the state workers, by the way, who are still getting paid. The IRS, you know, the Treasury Department in each state that's going to take our state tax, going to take our property tax of the municipalities. You can't get through. You can't get through. And these are the problems I want to hear addressed. I really want to hear addressed because I'm telling you, it's fiscal problems. Governor Murphy, I tell you, putting it mildly, sir, it's going to be this summer and into the fall, it's going to be not pretty. So Jonathan Bell, answer those questions for us, and we will get there. So help me God, you and I, we're resilient. We will get there. Governor George Pataki, Governor's new book is Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. And Vincent Lavienne, yes, he is the chairman of an organization, and yes, that's serious. I tell you, the name of the organization is I Got a Guy. And you got to love it and thank Arthur Idala for that. Hey, Charlie Finch is on the line. Professor, it's not a morning without you. How you doing this morning, my friend?
What a lineup, Joe. Better than the Sullivan Show. Great work, Frank Morano. Joe, the guy who elected Steve Mnuchin and my fellow Yaley George Pataki governor in 1994 was your friend Howard Stern. Pataki went on the Stern Show, and Stern complained that all the construction during rush hour on Long Island was putting him in traffic jams, right, Dream Drive? Mm-hmm. So George Pataki, Joe, pledged to Howard Stern that he would have construction go all night on Long Island and all over New York State, and that contributed to getting him elected. And speaking of Stern, Remember, Joe, he had obsessive compulsive disorder back in the day. Your germophobia combined with Howard Stern's obsessive compulsive disorder, that is the world we live in COVID-19. Rock on.
It's so true. They're all coming around to our way. I remember when I did Howard's show early on, and I have such a love for Howard. It's been so many years I knew him. Oh, my God. And you know, just, it was silly. It was crazy. It was dumb. It was inappropriate. But we just, thank God, had a great time. And then one time we were doing a radio show, and Howard would do like 5:30 in the morning, and then he would stay on, I believe, past noon sometimes because L.A. started to pick him up. And I looked, I said, Howard, you're doing he would do 5.5-6 hours a day and more, you know? And he'd talk about hard work. So then we did a restroom break. We said, okay, we go in. And of course, I never touch when I go in, and forgive me, it's early in the morning, but I never touch anything in the restroom. I never did. Now, this was 20 years ago, I'm telling you about. So I took my foot with my shoe and I lifted up the seat so I could use I'm trying to be nice here. Just use the restroom, real quickly before we had to run back, you know. So Howard and I both had to, use the restroom for 2 seconds, and we did. But Howard got such a – he says on the air. We go back on the air. He goes, Joe's worse than I am. And Robin said, why? Because he lifts the toilet seat up with his foot when he has to go in. And I use a stall. I don't like standing next to a guy. I don't like that. I just don't. Don't let me stand next to you, please. I'm so germophobic on all of that. So Howard and I, yes, two germophobes. And Howie, man, you got to give Howie credit, because I think Howie was even before we were, you know. But they're all coming around. So people say, wash this, watch that, sanitize this, don't touch that. And then Charlie was the guy that said, the germ could be on your feet. So now I can't even touch the toilet seat with my foot, for crying out loud. I'm making the foray out today. I'm going out. Oh yeah, I got to go out today, do a couple things over there, and you know what? I'm gonna mask and the goggles and the gloves. I'm going out. But boy, you got to gear it up, and it'll be over soon enough. We'll get through it. We're gonna get through it. This is gonna be a bump in the fall. It's gonna be crazy. But so help me God, you're gonna look back at this and you're gonna say, can you believe we went through that? And we will go through all of that. And now I know we're going to a break here, but when I see 1,700 nursing home fatalities that they just found. This is from the New York Post. And then Frank just sent me something from the New York Times, which I really never give credibility to anymore. But the Times says, new count reveals 1,600 more nursing home deaths in New York. As of May 3rd, according to new state data, this is from the Times, 4,813 people had died from the virus in nursing homes. That is a quarter of the deaths in New York in nursing homes. What went wrong? What? And Frankie, you said the governor was asked this yesterday, you said at the press conference, correct?
Yes, the press corps has been all over this issue for the last 2 weeks. And it was very interesting that all of a sudden the number of nursing home deaths, and keep in mind, these numbers are put out by his own Department of Health. And essentially overnight, the number of nursing home deaths went up by 1,700. And so the governor was asked about that. And he basically, he sounded a little bit like you, saying that these aren't real numbers and that they're inflated. And he goes on to explain, and keep in mind, this is his own health department's numbers. And he says, just to be clear, I would take all of these numbers with a grain of salt. What does a presumed death mean, right? How do you presume it to be the coronavirus? So his response, as instead of offering an explanation as to the mishandling of the nursing homes or sending COVID positive patients to the nursing homes, his response was basically to question the numbers and say they aren't real.
You know what, though, when we think of it, he may have a point. And I'm telling you, because I really think the regular COVID numbers are inflated. They are. You could read from the CDC. They are examining it now, but they are inflated. It may be more like 37,000 as opposed to 70 plus thousand. So maybe in the nursing home. But it's interesting. And the only question I have is this. And we've been talking about it for a month now, I understand. But I started hearing about it on Fox News yesterday. Is that when the governor puts somebody with COVID-19 into a nursing home, then the fire spreads. So that would indicate that it was COVID-19. But it'd be nice to get to the bottom of that, because we're being told, we're being lectured, we're being stay out of here, stay out of there. You're un-American, arresting people because they're not wearing masks. Let's deal with why people's grandparents and parents and uncles and aunts and everybody passed away in the nursing homes. That's inexcusable. Hey, Joe on the radio at 6:53. There's Debbie Duhaime. She has the traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. They just cleaned up the accident on the westbound BQE right by Atlantic Avenue, but you're still really busy in both directions here on the BQE by Atlantic Avenue. Now, heading out to the island in Cedarhurst, if you're heading to Rockaway Boulevard right by Peninsula Boulevard, getting reports of an accident there. Southern State Parkway westbound starting to build right by the Meadowbrook. Now, if you're going to be taking it out to the LIE westbound, slowing down through Kew Gardens, out through that Woodhaven Boulevard area, and traffic is moving slowly southbound Harlem River Drive, down through the 140s, in toward the 130s. 78 express lanes eastbound by the Garden State Parkway, that ongoing paving project. You'll have to use the local lanes instead. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-515-1771. That's 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is 5-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out to be a mainly cloudy, very cool day with a little rain at times, mainly during the afternoon hours, the high 56. A little rain and drizzle early tonight, then lingering clouds later tonight, though 45. Tomorrow, times of sun and clouds becoming breezy and milder in the afternoon, high 67. For Friday, any sun will give way to clouds. It'll be cooler and expect some rain in the afternoon and early at night. Friday's high 56. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. This is your chance. You buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow right now. MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillow Kit, Frankie Five Boroughs. How is that mattress topper? How's that MyPillow mattress?
Come on, man. Like nothing I've slept on in my entire life.
I'm telling you. Mike Lindell, thank you, Frankie. We love Mike Lindell. He makes the best product. Now he loves you. He loves AM 970. He loves AM 970. The Answer and our sister station WMCA, and we talked to Kevin McCullough, who knows Mike for all the years they went to Israel together. I'm telling you, Dr. Gorka going to Israel with Mike, this is a great guy. Now he's giving you this because he loves you. Buy one, get one free. This is the time you call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo code AM970. Forget those other promo codes. AM970. that he's the one. Because I think so. And Mike, listen, he's a great guy. He made the masks for our friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. And he's a great guy, a man of faith. By the way, if you order Mike's book online at MyPillow.com and you go to the radio listener specials and you get Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will be shipped for free. Plus, you will get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970. Hey, Joe on the radio. Mark Cuban coming up. You know what? This is, I'm a fan. What am I going to tell you? This is like a, what do you call it, Al? The fan crush, the man crush, man crush on Mark Cuban. He's great. I'm just excited that he's on. Russ Salzberg, Joe DeGeneva as well. Bill O'Reilly and Governor George Pataki on Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy says those in the nursing home industry who were slow to respond to the COVID-19 threat need to be held accountable. The Office of the New Jersey Attorney General will be investigating all long-term care facilities and how they handle the outbreak. The move comes after the high death toll at the Andover Subacute and Rehab Center and other care facilities around the state, which were hit hard by the virus. The governor also announced an online hub where residents can submit complaints. Uber is giving free meals to nonprofits providing food for disadvantaged New Yorkers. The rideshare company has partnered with the state. A total of $200,000 in food donations will be given to over a dozen nonprofits hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Cops say they have arrested a man who stabbed two bus riders with a small sword Tuesday afternoon in Upper Manhattan. Police say the unprovoked attack has left one of the victims in critical condition. Eyewitnesses say the attack took place on an M100 bus at 129th Street and Amsterdam Avenue around 3 p.m. 44-year-old was stabbed in the leg and a 58-year-old slashed on the face. Governor Cuomo wants New Yorkers to be creative about wearing masks by entering a video contest explaining why people should wear a mask in public. The winning video will be used as a public service announcement. The video should be no longer than 30 seconds. Those interested can learn more by going to the website wearamask.ny.gov. The deadline is May 30th. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.